Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Talmudism of the week for week 10, Steelers and Chargers. Mike Tomlin saying Keenan Allen, who was on the Steelers' radar this offseason as a potential wide receiver 2 option before he came out and said on a podcast, "Man, I don't want to live on the East Coast." Okay? Kind of a problem. He's a steady Eddie, says Mike. When you think of Steelers steady Eddies over the years, who pops into your head?
James Ferrier.
Hines Ward. Hines was actually...
Hines Ward.
Yeah, steady, reliable player.
I kind of feel like he's... better than a steady Eddie.
Well, Keenan Allen has more career catches for a similar number of yards and 70 touchdowns. Is he better than a steady Eddie? Here we go what?
You're going to say his candidacy for the Hall of Fame is actually just as good, if not better, than Hines.
Your whole statement there was just he's too good to be a steady Eddie. Keenan Allen has a very comparable
Keenan
career.
Keenan Allen is not Hines Ward.
You're right. If Keenan Allen hadn't had some injuries early in his career, his numbers would be inarguably better than Hines Ward's.
I don't think there's a single football team ever, including the Chargers currently, who, if they had 2 options, Keenan Allen in his prime or Hines Ward in his prime, would pick Keenan Allen over Hines Ward. Come on. I know the numbers are good. He catches a lot of footballs. But
I'm just trying to see if at any point his career was comped by PF reference to Hines Ward's. No. Chris Carter, though. Charlie Taylor. A couple Hall of Famers that he has similarity scores
with.
Yeah,
really nice player.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Hines Ward. I'm just saying, if Keenan Allen can be a steady Eddie, I think Hines can be a steady Eddie. But if you want me to pick another one, I will take Brett Kiesel. But he's too good. Let me find somebody who's just sucky enough but still competent.
Like, I was going to say Heath Miller.
Ah, yes. Perhaps the greatest tight
steady
end of
Eddie
our
Club.
Lifetime. Donnie, have you seen a better tight end wear a Steelers uniform in your lifetime than Heath Miller? In your alive 30 years?
I have not.
Okay.
So he's a steady Eddie, apparently.
Do any of you guys think Heath Miller is a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
He's a Steelers Hall of Honor guy, but not a Hall of Famer.
Exactly.
Classic guy.
That makes you eligible for
Donnie's
steady Eddie.
Donnie's the one who did the best of this so far. James Ferrier.
I kind of feel like James Ferrier had a better career than Heath Miller.
Was Ryan Clark a steady Eddie?
No.
Okay.
Not steady enough.
Too volatile?
Yes.
Ryan the volatile compound Clark?
Yeah. Not steady enough.
Larry Foote.
Close.
Oh, close. Oh. The steadiness was there. The Eddiness was not. Chris Boswell, is he a steady Eddie?
Way better than steady Eddie.
Or is he a solid Sam? Spectacular Sam?
Way better than steady Eddie. Steady Eddie is synonymous with solid. Solid dude.
Anybody say Aaron Smith?
He's so underrated. He's actually overrated. So now does that mean he's properly rated? How about Chris Hoke? Is he a steady Eddie?
No.
Jeff Harding's when he was
Chris
playing.
Hoke was a glue guy.
Oh, glue guy.
Yes.
How about Max Starks?
No, not steady enough. They wanted to take him out. If he were steadier,
Marvell
they would
Smith.
No, much too
not
tough
to be
steady.
Confused with Marvel Smith.
Chris Hope.
No.
Deshae Townsend.
Getting closer.
Oh, now we're starting to inch down the path of steadiness.
Larry Foote.
William Big Play Bill Gay.
No.
Too volatile.
I think Jeff Harding's was a steady Eddie.
I just said it and you ignored me.
I know. I had to think about it a little bit more, Chris. You guys are throwing a name at me every 2 seconds.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that your brain suddenly couldn't handle that. You're sitting there yesterday at the end of the show trying to guess a 33-year-old Steelers game and almost getting it right.
I'm getting mad. Who's the all-time running back steady Eddie?
So, Donnie.
Frank Gore?
Oh, okay, I didn't know if you were saying in the history of the NFL. I think
Frank Gore's the all-time steady Eddie running back.
He's going to be a fringe Hall of Fame guy.
And if he gets in, it's for being the ultimate steady Eddie.
But you just said you can't be a Hall of Fame type of player and be a steady Eddie, bringing us back to the start of this thing.
That's why I wouldn't put Frank Gore in my Hall of Fame, but he might get in for being the all-time steady Eddie.
I would argue Curtis Martin, an actual Hall of Famer, is the steadiest, most predictable running back I've ever seen.
Because it was 1,000 yards.
Just churned him out year after year after year. I'm glad we've had this discussion about both steadiness and Eddie.
I got to be honest with you.
What about Eddie Kennison?
No, not good enough.
Oh. How about Eddie Pinheiro?
You know, before he got injured with the Chargers this year, you could have called Najee Harris a steady Eddie.
What about Eddie George?
No, way better than steady Eddie. Come on.
How about Eddie Royal, one of my personal
favorite
players?
Are you just on Pro Football Reference looking up guys named Eddie? Because that sounds like what you're doing right
now.
Eddie
Royal, 408 catches, 4,300 yards, 28 touchdowns.
Yeah, no one cares.
Oh, now we don't care about steadies and Eddies, Don.
Well, it's just, because now you've bastardized the conversation by just looking up guys on Pro Football Reference named Eddie. That's all you did.
You think Mike Tomlin's short-selling, you know who he's short-selling in that entire clip? The guy to me who still is the straw that makes their passing game go as a wide receiver, at least, McConkey.
Yeah.
He's like, naming McConkey third. I'm like, be careful what you wish for. I feel like that guy might just rip off 7 or 8 catches for about 112 yards.
Yes, I understand that, but you have to realize something.
Mm.
Mike is one of these guys whose analysis of players is most often based on what the person did to him.
And when he tried to cover Keenan Allen with a linebacker, boy, it did not go
right?
well.
I mean, so many times Tomlin has acquired players based on his own experiences with them, whether it's through the draft process or in-stadium stuff, and Keenan Allen has killed the Steelers multiple times.
He's fallen all over himself for Quentin Johnston, who got off to a very good start but has cooled significantly since.
All right, that was our Tomlinism of the week. Thank you.
Was that really just a chance for us to argue about the semantics of steady Eddies?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.